Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tim Corcoran. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The DH, Bob Molinaro. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball four. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Nordhagen and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrios covering, for the out. LaFleur scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Horta reaches second base with a double. Garr goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Wilcox. Horta moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Corcoran. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Horta scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. Bonds moves to third. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molinaro. The throw from May and he is safe. Molinaro steals second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive towards first. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Orta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen strikes out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Garr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mankowski for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrios covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Molinaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a pop-up towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-1 in the game. Corcoran hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Johnson, and towards Orta, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Kemp moves to second. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor strikes out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Garr hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Orta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, LaFleur is hit by the pitch. Trammell moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive towards third. Soderholm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a pop-up towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molinaro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Corcoran, who is chasing the ball. Molinaro reaches third base with a triple. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molinaro tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Nordhagen reaches second base with a double. John Hiller now pitching. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-2 in the game. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Corcoran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. Horta moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mankowski hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Alan Trammell. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Wagner now playing shortstop. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Molinaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Nordhagen strikes out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-3 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Nordhagen and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Staub reaches second base with a double. LaFleur scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Pablo Torrealba now pitching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Kemp reaches third base with a triple. Staub scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Nordhagen for a passed ball. Kemp scores. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 4, White Sox, 4. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-3 in the game. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Corcoran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Garr hits a pop-up towards short. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-4 in the game. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mankowski strikes out. One out. Laron Lagro now pitching. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. May scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 4 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Rich Hinton now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-4, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 4 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Molinaro hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.